The shootings in Las Vegas this week left a horrific number of people killed and wounded, yet authorities haven't called it an act of terrorism. Commentator Robin Washington looks at the meaning of the word terrorism and discovers it has different definitions depending on where and when you ask.
By now, you probably know the facts. Stephen Paddock booked a room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. He brought in an arsenal of weapons and shot into an outdoor concert, killing 58 and wounding nearly 500. What we don't know yet is why he did it. Authorities say they aren't looking at terrorism, at least until they know what Paddock's political beliefs were. That's because of how terrorism is largely defined. The FBI calls it the use of force or violence against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government in furtherance of political or social objectives. Merriam-Webster also invokes a political motivation, defining it as the use of violent acts to frighten as a way of trying to achieve a political goal. That's a relatively new definition. The edition of Webster's on my desk from 1994 says the systematic use of terror, especially as a means of coercion. No mention of political motivation. The same is true for a 1961 unabridged edition. The word evokes different feelings as well. It originated in a Latin term, terris imbricus, describing panic that preceded an attack on ancient Rome. During the French Revolution, Robespierre and his compatriots proudly called themselves terrorists when ordering their daily beheadings during the Reign of Terror. Only in more recent times has it become a pejorative. Dueling sides in a conflict will lob the terrorist label at each other while calling themselves freedom fighters. If dictionaries have contradictions, so do law books. A Nevada statute defines terrorism as an act of sabotage or coercion or violence, again, without mentioning political motivation. So was Paddock a terrorist, whatever he believed? Clearly, he had some issue with society, which he apparently sought to resolve by committing mass murder. No one word will bring back those who tragically lost their lives. But failing to call terrorism what it is won't make us any safer.
Robin Washington comments regularly for KUWS and writes for the Pulitzer Prize-winning criminal justice website, The Marshall Project. That's online at themarshallproject.org.